I've read thousands of pages of work by aspiring authors, and I'm continually disappointed at the stilted writing coming out of people with heavy academic backgrounds. I have 2 degrees in English, and sometimes I feel I've done well as an author in spite of all my book learning. By contrast, I've been startled to read beautiful, coherent, inspiring prose written by people with very little experience in English literature. Non-native English speakers, math geeks, dropouts, people who work with their hands, you name it. These writers are in touch with what they want to say and explore. They're not hung up on rules and worry. This book is not complicated. Overcomplication is the scourge of writing instruction. This book is not a collection of slick tips that look good. The trouble with tips? They work all right, but they don't see you all the way through your book. This book will give you an honest-to-gosh method that you can customize to your own purposes. This book is not totally new. The wisdom I've gained is based on my own experience and that of other authors dating back to prehistory. I've simply combined the enduring tools of storytelling and writing with a full-speed-ahead attitude and fresh ways to develop your own natural talent and creativity. If you're a fan of my articles in Writer's Digest magazine, you'll be glad to see that I've developed some of my best stuff to build the tools and techniques at the heart of You've Got a Book in You. These tools and techniques work. How do I know? Because with them, I've helped thousands of fledgling writers find their wings. Part 1. How to be the hero of your own life. Guts, grace, and gumption. Chapter 1. Writing a book is easy and fun. Writing a book is easy and fun. Since that sentence probably has never been put into print, I'll repeat it. Writing a book is easy and fun. You want to write one? Write it. This book will help you. If you've written part of a book already, stick with me and we'll get it done. And we'll have a good time doing it. By the end, you will be a different person. How so? Because writing a book brings you to completion as a thinking, feeling person. It's sort of a paradox. Only by writing a book will you know you can write a book. Moreover, writing a book, from the first scratches of an idea on the back of a bus ticket or a grocery list, to writing the end on page 100 or 200 or 400, is a flat-out transformative process. Just ask anybody who's done it. It takes commitment, sure, and to do a good job, it will take all the brains and heart you've got. The magic is this. You will end up with more brains and heart than you started with. Writing a book develops you as a whole person. It makes you realize you're stronger than you ever thought you were. You dig deep for honesty. You open your creative spirit to ideas and inspiration, and you refine your sense of direction and problem solving. That's just for starters. Beyond that, your book will be a part of you that reaches out to other people. It will carry your voice and your message into the vast, beautiful world. Whenever someone reads your book, a part of you becomes part of them. They might be greatly entertained by your book. They might be amused, turned on, educated, terrified, helped. And they might just say thank you. Getting thanks from a reader is a deep, smooth thrill that can't be compared with anything. If you publish your book and people like it, money and fame might come to you. Terrific as money and fame are, they will pale in comparison to what you've already earned. The knowledge and confidence that you're an author, by God, a real writer. I will reveal how the professionals do it. I've been there, having written a number of successful books, some of them published in hardcover by a big New York publishing house, St. Martin's Minotaur in the Macmillan Publishing Group, some published by a smaller publisher, and some I've self-published. Currently, my 2 series are the Rita Farmer Mysteries and the Lillian Bird crime novels. One of the latter won a Lambda Literary Award, that novel being Damn Straight. I'm also